Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 72. We're going to be reading it twice, first from the New Living Translation and for the second time from the New American Standard Bible. And then I'm going to share some light thoughts and reflections on the passage. So let's read together, first from the NLT, Psalm 72, and we read that this is a psalm of Solomon. Give your love of justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son. Help him judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May they fear you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon remains in the sky, yes, forever. May the king's rule be refreshing like spring rain on freshly cut grass, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. May there be abundant prosperity until the moon is no more. May he reign from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Desert nomads will bow before him. His enemies will fall before him in the dust. The western kings of Tarshish and other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed, who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May the people always pray for him and bless him all day long. May there be abundant grain throughout the land, flourishing even on the hilltops. May the fruit trees flourish like the trees of Lebanon. And may the people thrive like grass in a field. May the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and bring him praise. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the New American Standard Bible. Give the king your judgments, God, and your righteousness to the king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your afflicted with justice. May the mountains bring peace to the people, and the hills in righteousness. May he vindicate the afflicted of the people, save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun shines, and as long as the moon shines throughout all generations. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. May the righteous flourish in his days, as well as an abundance of peace until the moon is no more. May he also rule from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. May the nomads of the desert bow before him, and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the islands bring gifts. May the kings of Sheba and Seba offer tributes. and may all kings bow down before him, all nations serve him. For he will save the needy when he cries for help, the afflicted also, and him who has no helper. He will have compassion on the poor and needy, and he will save the lives of the needy. He will rescue their life from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his sight. So may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him, and they are to pray for him continually. They are to bless him all day long. May there be abundance of grain on the earth on top of the mountains. Its fruit will wave like the cedars of Lebanon, and may those from the city flourish like the vegetation of the earth. May his name endure forever. May his name produce descendants as long as the sun shines. And may people wish blessings on themselves by him. May all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders, and blessed be his glorious name for ever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. So here we have Psalm 72. This is a psalm all about the king. And there's a number of ways we can look at this psalm. If we look at the first five verses, this is a great way to pray for our king or our president, our government. Give your love of justice to the king. And we want our rulers to love justice, to help the poor, to see prosperity for all, to save even the children of the needy, and to crush the oppressors, to tear down what is not right, and to build up what is right. But we come to a sense that this is not just about earthly kings and earthly rulers. And as long as the moon shines throughout all generations, well, which king can rule throughout all generations? Well, there's only one that rules from sea to sea. The one whom all kings will bow before and all nations will serve. There's only one who will outlast even the sun and the moon. Well, who is he? Who is the King of Glory, the King of Kings? He's the one who will rescue the poor when they cry to him, who redeems them from oppression and violence. The King of Kings. And towards the end, it says, may all nations call him blessed. And then the following verse says, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. So who is the king that all nations call blessed? It is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the King of Kings. And then we get this phrase, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Perhaps ending a collection of the last few psalms, which have been psalms of David. And it ends with this big triumphant psalm, this song about who our king is, about what his character is like, about how our kings need to be like our heavenly king, to be full of compassion and grace, to be one that crushes and tears down the oppressors and brings righteousness. So who is the Lord? Reading this psalm helps us remember. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.